tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Good Friday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast, Reel It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word, reel back those life applications. Hey, we are still here looking at the third quality today here of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And we have been talking about a couple things here. One is be joyful always, pray continually, and then, boy, this one here really hits home, give thanks in all circumstances. Now, once again, we need to qualify. Now Paul's not saying we should give thanks for all circumstances. Obviously, we should not be thankful for injustice or for tragedy or for disease or for war. None of these things are good. However, we are to be grateful in every circumstance. Now, this is an important distinction. Like joy, our thankfulness is anchored to our relationship in Christ rather than to the circumstance of life. Now, let me say that again. Like joy, our thankfulness is anchored to our relationship in Christ rather than to the circumstance of life. So, no matter what happens in life, we can be grateful that we're forgiven and loved in Christ, that nothing can separate us from God's love. I mean, Romans 8, 35 through says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things come, nor powers can separate us from the love of Christ." God is working in every circumstance, even in circumstances that aren't good in and of themselves, for our good. God will supply all our needs, Philippians 4:19. God will give us strength that we need, Philippians 4:13. We will live even though we die. And in, if this earthly tent we live in is destroyed, hey, praise the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:1, we have an eternal house in heaven not made by human hands. No one can snatch us from his hand. God will finish the work he started in our lives, Philippians 1:6. We have been extended mercy rather than justice. If we get this, if we understand the implications of these truths, then we will be able to be grateful in every circumstance. No matter what happens, we can still be grateful that we have not been treated as we have deserved, but have been treated with the mercy and love of God. Now, periodically on the news, someone is interviewed who recently lost their home to fire. And in the midst of that devastation, these people often say things like, "We lost everything, but thankfully no one was hurt." Now, these people understand that they can be grateful even in the midst of such terrible loss. They have the right perspective. And we ought to not only thank God in the hard times, we should also be grateful in the good times. In the hard times, we recognize our lack of strength, so we turn to the Lord. In the good times, here's the problem. We have a tendency to feel that we somehow have earned what we have. We tend to pat each other or ourselves on the back. We forget to give thanks. Every day of life is a gift. Every blessing is an expression of the mercy and love of God. Let me just apply this even further. In the case of a death of someone we love, we will be grateful that there is life beyond the grave. In the case of a devastating illness, we can be grateful that God knows our weaknesses and has promised to give us strength. And if the illness leads to death, we again can be thankful and draw strength from the fact that this life is not all there is. This is really causing us to not walk in the flesh, but to walk in the Spirit. When we look at things from the Spirit, our perspective totally changes. In the case of injustice, we can be grateful that in the end, God will vindicate us. In the case of a promotion, we can thank God for the new responsibility that He has entrusted to us. In the case of a job loss, we can be grateful that God will work in the situation for our good, that God is giving us some kind of new opportunity. In the case of financial windfall, we should give thanks that God has equipped us to steward His resources. In the case of a divorce, we can be grateful that God will forgive our failures and heal our heartache. The point is this. If we focus on the circumstances of life, we will be grumblers. Oh, my goodness. Just stay in the flesh, and it won't take you long to start grumbling, to feel as though you've been mistreated, to think that life isn't fair, to all of a sudden feel like everything you have needs to be a sense of entitlement. If we focus on the Lord, in other words, we operate in the Spirit, we will go from grumblers to thankers. No one promised that life will be easy. In fact, Jesus told the disciples in John 16:33, probably one of my favorite verses as I get older, in this world you will have tribulation. However, Jesus then adds, but I have overcome the world. And that's the perspective that leads to a continuously grateful heart. Well, listen, that's all the time I got. I got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.